Hello, audio group friends. We are on board the USS Nautilus, the very first nuclear-powered submarine. We have one guy who's really tall. And we're in the area they call the wardroom area right now.
Where the dining room is.
Where the dining room. Yeah. Yeah. Because he could get that kind of pushing the edge of it. To put pillows there and put his head in the locker. I'm standing upright. And I've got a good 10 inches above my head, so plenty of headroom. I did pass through a bulkhead door, which I had to bend down and step over. Now we're in the attack center. This is where they have the controls for shooting out the torpedoes, I guess. Ceiling's a little lower here. Range where you can get accurate. And the hallway is very narrow. We're in the sonar room area. This is
we're
not where.
We're just looking into
yeah.
the window where it is.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be going down the stairs here.
The sonar provides a book, eyes, and ears of a submarine while submerged.
Mm-hmm.
Basic functions performed by sonar include an echo ranging, listening contact, identification depth, measuring underwater communications, own ship noise monitoring, and sound measurement systems.
Great. And that's what Alan does.
Okay,
this, this part of the ship is a mess.
Where's the director?
Cruise mess. One of my favorite places.
And church and surgery.
Is the place where
ice cream.
Church, surgery, yeah.
And then the
ice cream machine all the time.
Oh, we're going to get ice cream here.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Is it theater or what?
This is a mess. This is where they eat.
Oh, this is okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that breaststone stuff?
Okay. Adjacent to the submarine is a museum, and we're reading some exhibits here. What is this one about the Nautilus?
1954, the world's first nuclear power ship, the Nautilus. SSN 571 is launched, ushering in a new era in submarine history. In 1958, the Nautilus becomes the first ship to cross the North Pole.
Okay. Interesting. Well, it's an interesting place to visit.